Hi, I'm Jane Varley. I'll be reading you two poems. Home. Where she comes from, 98% of the land is dug and turned over by John Deere plows. Men run the machines, men she has known. They know who they are, and their wives do too. Who would not trust them, these pillars of earth, homemaking, harvesting, living and dying, all in Iowa? She left her chance with a young man who lives just north of Dyersville, waiting to buy the farm. From his blue bedroom, she gazed out and fixed a vision of that life, concerning the grain bin, the red barn, and the yard impeccably kept. What a beautiful home it would make. She left, thinking of years the place had been nurtured, with hope for the coming generation that is expected to knock at the side door, smiling, holding forth orange casserole dishes filled with the warm weight of the future. What you read in the paper. An article about a man, 75, and woman, 68, who took a back road up the Sierra Nevadas. They died in their car for 2 weeks, writing poems, talking, praying, sitting frozen until somebody found them. They scrawled on a matchbook, wouldn't have given up the experience for anything, no matter what the outcome. There, in the journalistic matter of fact, like it's anybody's news, what about before the outcome? The place they saw the sign not maintained in winter, and their heartbeats as they passed and took the dare. Her note to the children said, "Your father has passed." She must have written with a half-frozen hand, front seat, underneath snow, breathless husband only inches and hours from her as she waited, like that, both of them, in and out of life. Somebody had to find them. And you could be that person. Rub an opening in the windshield ice with the side of your fist and see, like a store window display of something beautiful, the two people there. Stay completely still. Be silent. Don't move.